Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. My gosh, it's been a while since we've chatted. Joining us in studio is City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzema. Martin, it's good to see you. No, don't text.
No, don't text on that one. That's just my acknowledgement of another great event coming to Stratford, the CDX. So I'm throwing you off on that, Jamie.
Oh, no, that's
and
good.
Listeners, do not phone in.
I appreciate the sound effects. That's excellent. That's excellent. So let's, we've got so much to cover because we didn't chat to last week, so we've got so much to cover. We have to remember, rest in peace, thank you for your service, Art Boone.
Oh, yeah, you know, I went to school with Art Jr., you know, and it's a funny story. Art, you know, they were instrumental, Perth Regiment were instrumental liberating the Netherlands, and they ended up in North Holland, just in the back doors of my mom and dad in Friesland, a small town called Snake or Snitz, depends if you're talking Fries or Dutch. And people in the Netherlands knew Art. When I had a call from the Netherlands when Art passed away, so significant. And it's 22 years later, you know, after my mom and dad had made the journey to Canada, decided to settle in Canada because of, as my dad said, of the humble Canadian soldiers, I, you know, serendipitously went 22 years later, went to high school with Art Boone Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, you know, a wonderful celebration, a wonderful tribute to, as you said, a man that represented Stratford, you know, represented our country and, you know, internationally well known. So, the lowering of the flag was so important to the family. A big shout out to Tim Wolf and Community Services for all their setup. I've had a lot of great compliments, not only from Stratford, but beyond, of how we set up for that celebration.
And should we talk about budgets or do you want to talk about flags?
Let me talk about flag for just a second, because as I mentioned here, thank you, we did lower the flag. And, you know, in our policy, the mayor has discretion to lower the flag to half mast if we believe it's somebody of significance. And certainly, Art Boone was somebody of significance in our community. Mm-hmm. So we lowered that. You know, I've had some questions about the flag policy. There is a flag policy where people can, organizations can approach the clerk's office and request that a flag from their organization could be flown in front of City Hall. Never higher than the Canadian flag.
Okay.
You know, and it sits on top. I had a call saying, hey, you know, what's going on? Our flag's the Canadian flag's not up, and I had to say to the individual, look up, because there is one, and a flag that is flown is never higher than the Canadian flag.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk budget now.
Budget, yes. And so, you know, first and foremost, I want to thank council and staff for their work, and it's been a lot of work. We've had six amazing meetings, and the preamble to that, there was a lot of work from staff as well. We're looking at March the 27th at hoping to pass that budget. We're hoping for it to be, you know, south of 7%, which, you know, sounds like a lot, but when we compare it to where we are at in other municipalities and with inflation, I believe we're going to pass a good budget, and we need to pass it because we have a number of tenders that need to get out on capital projects.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm looking at a drawing here of Albert Street, Phase 1, which is two blocks from Waterloo to front, is $3.8 million. And replacing sewer and water, that lead pipes that have been in the ground since 1910, I believe. So that works. You know, the first phase of that work is getting the tenders out. You know, projects like Dunn's Bridge at 1.2 and the resurfacing work at 3.4 million. All those tenders need to get out. So I'm looking forward to the budget being passed so we can move forward with those tendering processes.
And let's talk about some open houses that have been happening, but kind of a little different now and sort of a different way of looking
at it. And so, you know, once again, Engage Stratford has done a great job, Mike Bites, in the work of, for example, you can go to the Albert Street project, and you can look at the proposed sharing of the roads with the bike, not a lane, but the sharing of the roads with bicycles and cars, and the proposed circle that's going to come into place on that two block. So that is amazing that you go on there and you can have a look at the project and you can respond to the project as well. So, and that's, if there's a positive out of COVID, it's there, as opposed to it being laid out in the auditorium where you have to get up and come. So we've had higher engagement through the virtual tours and the response to that. So response to those projects. The other one that is on for today is it's World Water Day.
Yeah, and there you go.
Amazing information that once again is on our city Facebook. Mike Bites, a big shout out to him. You know, it's just things like our water towers. You know, you look at them and going, okay, what are they there? They're holding water. You know, a Dufferin is like 3,800 liters of water. Foreman holds 5,700 liters of water. And it's there for water capacity, but also for pressure capacity to push that water through our delivery system. So some neat things happening today. So I encourage you to go online and check that out and then get to some of the in-person events today, you know, on the Foreman Water Tower, for example. Today there is a tour of that facility. Yeah. So lots of good things going on virtually through Engage Stratford and our Facebook account.
Yeah, and we'll share the details, of course, on our social media as well. And Martin, now you have been busy with a number of tours going on.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to shout out to Joni Gerber and her group. Joni's ensuring that I connect with a number of the local businesses, and we have so many. And, you know, three things that that come to my mind as I tour is the amount of investment in our community that's taking place through industry and businesses. And frequently it's from out of country. I visited a business called Clean Fix, which is huge with regards to reversible fans in agriculture industry, industrial industry equipment that reverses the flow of air out of a fan and blows the dirt out to maintain cooling. And they've got big contracts throughout the world with John Deere, Case IH, and they're based in Canada, Turkey, and Germany. You know, so that's one example. A small business of 20 people in Stratford, but known globally. Had a major tour with Anthony Cimolino and the Stratford Festival. You know, another organization that employs up to 1,200 people in our community. So, you know, they taught the investment piece is there. The talent in our community shines through. And the last thing, certainly the optimism of Stratford as a city, but also as a place to invest. And so that shines greatly through when I have those tours.
Well, absolutely. Now, but we're going to wrap things up. These are all, you know, great topics, important topics, but let's talk hockey.
Oh, I love it. You know, I had a chance to drop the puck for the Fighting Irish. Great hockey. Loved watching it. And they're doing well in their playoffs. And then, you know, we look at the Warriors moving on. I look forward to, I have a little bit of a wager going on. If Waterloo gets through with the Waterloo mayor, Dorothy McCabe, she's going to have one of our sweaters from Stratford, and I'm going to have a Waterloo sweater. And depending on how the series goes, it'll determine who wears what. Nice. What sweater. You know, a shout out as well to Officer Girls Hockey that's in town. We got 16 teams from across Ontario.
Nice.
From the far north to right down to South Pelee Island kind of area. So a big shout out to all those women. I had a good opportunity yesterday to be in a change room and give a pregame chat with one of the teams there that are in town. So, you know, that is, get out and see some great hockey, yeah. Whether it's the Fighting Irish, whether it's our Stratford Junior Bees and or, you know, the Officer Girls Hockey, which continues today and tomorrow.
Yeah, lots of great hockey action. So nice to see. And before we let you go, let's do a quick shout out. Gosh, we got a busy weekend at the Stratford Rotary Complex, Stratford Home and Leisure Show this weekend. We got the Skate Ontario Provincial Skating Championships this weekend, and Stratford Farmers Market,
Stratford Farmers Market. You know what? We have several new vendors. Thank you for mentioning it. We have a new coffee vendor, a new organic vegetable vendor, and you know what? A tip of the cap to the Ukraine. We have a new vendor in that is serving, featuring a lot of Ukrainian pieces, culinary pieces, but featuring borscht soup.
Okay.
Well, borscht, which is soup. So I encourage people, if they want to taste a bit of the Ukraine, get to the Stratford Farmers Market, and also you can get a bacon on a bun as well.
Of course, absolutely. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Risma. Thanks so much, Martin.
Thank you, Jamie. I really appreciate this opportunity.